Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Living as a child of the light. Our scripture for today is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of the light. Winter and the shortest, darkest days of the year began about a month ago with the winter solstice. However, we will not see longer or lighter days for another several weeks. This time of year is hard for me. I do not mind the cold, but the long, dark days of January and February zap my energy and dampen my spirit. I have to search for things that energize me and give me purpose to utilize my days wisely. However, when Paul writes in Ephesians that they and we are light and that we are to live as children of the light, he isn't talking about bright sunny days. He is writing about the light that comes from making Christ the center of our lives and following Jesus' example of how to live. In other parts of this chapter, as well as in other letters in the New Testament, Paul admonishes the Ephesian followers of Christ to avoid sexual impurity, vulgar talk, greed, and listening to and following those who are untruthful. In other words, he admonishes them to seek the will of the Lord and carry it out, to be imitators of God. We are to live in love as Christ loved us. Living this way in the first century in Ephesus was likely no easier than it is for us in 2026. Ephesus was a beautiful, vibrant city, populated with prosperous and powerful men, as well as merchants, laborers, and slaves. Among ancient cities, it was considered an equal with Rome and Alexandria. Along with the wealth and Roman influence came many opportunities for what Paul calls unclean living. A new follower would find many temptations to lead him or her astray. Today, we are bombarded by a 24-hour news cycle filled with pundits presenting very different opinions and versions of events. They cannot all be telling the truth. And then we are told that the American dream involves a certain car, a certain house, certain possessions, and even a certain appearance we must present. Worst of all, many people have their own versions of what love is and who is worthy of it. We hear and see hate in their words and actions. None of this is Christ-like. It is in a stark contrast to the clear message of Christ. Love one another as we love ourselves. Care for the sick, the poor, the immigrant in our land. Our lives should demonstrate the way of love and light. There are those who say it is not possible to live this way in the 21st century, that modern people must compete, love those who can help them, and build wealth and power for themselves. I know it is possible to live as a child of the light, but it involves hard choices and strength found only in the Holy Spirit. Here is a prayer for me and for you in 2026. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for all the good and beautiful things in our lives. We want to live as children of the light, but we are weak. May the Holy Spirit fill us with the courage and strength required to love others as ourselves and to seek and carry out your will in our homes, churches, communities, and the world. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.